Coldplay, right there. You're going to see that
power
live.
Ballad. That's all a power the ballad.
Yep.
Power ballad. That's how you say that in Pittsburgh. Yeah, power ballad. That's power, a power ballad.
Power ballad.
Really pathetic message, though. Billy. Making love out of nothing at all. It's like you were so what, one-sided? Like she doesn't like you at all, and you're just a psycho?
Love out of nothing at all.
Just making it out of nothing at all. I was telling Billy, I was like, I did that once with a couch.
Dude.
I was laying on my belly, and the couch cushions just lined up. I know.
Yes. Some thoughts are inside thoughts.
Yeah, but I figured when the vice president said he did it, I was like, you know,
we're
going
right into politics. Right into politics.
Oh, wow. Like, you know,
all right.
Don't aspire to be
waiting, I was waiting. I told Frank off the air, Heidi, when I heard that song, I was waiting for an all skate or a couple skate. Yeah. Hey, a little air supply, man. I'll do
that's
that little
right,
leg wiggle and get
backwards
going.
I'm in.
Yeah, last song of the night.
Billy Gardell is here, a longtime friend of the show.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
Absolutely.
You're going to be in Thousand Oaks on Friday.
Thousand Oaks. Yeah, I'm doing a show at, I think it's called the Share Theater. Okay. I think that's the name on it now. They rotate so much, but I think
and everything
it
gets renamed
right?
so much these days.
Yeah. So I'm going to be out there doing a little show with my buddy Joey O'Connell. He'll be opening for me. Very funny Irishman, my best friend in the world. We're looking forward to that. And it's the perfect night after Thanksgiving. You'll
heck
be tired
yeah.
of talking to your relatives.
Exactly. Get out.
You need to have to shut them up, but you can't get away from them. Bring them to the show. We'll all laugh for 90 minutes and then go home. How's that sound?
That sounds great. He really
all right, thanks
hard
for having
this.
Me.
That really goes along with the title of the tour. It's Less is More.
So less like, is more. Just, that's
see you
it.
Later, everybody.
That's yeah. it. Less is more, man. And that has to do with, you know, obviously my weight loss, which, you know, mm-hmm. I went from Mike and Molly at 380 down to 211. So I'm fighting middleweight nowadays.
Thank
you. Yeah.
And
you look
survived
fantastic.
That. Thank you. You know,
you
I always
really
tell
do,
people
Bill.
I look good with my clothes on.
Yeah,
make it. I look like a flying squirrel, but nothing's free. You know what I mean? Nothing. You got nothing's free, so you just got to deal with it. Roll with it. Everything costs something, kids. Everything
yeah, of course.
Costs something.
It
so,
does.
But I'm grateful. And less is more is also kind of something I've been talking to my kid about. You know, he's 22, and I root for these kids. I don't rip on these kids. I think it's low-hanging fruit. I think they're dealing with all the stuff we dealt with growing up. Who am I going to be? Am I going to get a job? Is anybody going to love me? And then you add social media. You add the end of the world.
Nightmare.
You add the aliens. You add AI. I mean, they're a little freaked out. We might want to root for those kids. So
100%.
I've just been kind of preaching disconnect once in a while, man. Take an hour during the day that's just for you. You know, do something with your, you know, Go experience something with your eyes and your ears and your heart. Don't record it. Don't be a part. You don't got to send it to nobody. But get plugged back into who you are so you don't end up drooling and asking your phone, what kind of shirt do I like? What kind of music do I like?
Right.
What kind of food do I like? Go find out who you are. It'll calm you down.
How do you feel like when you're up there on stage? Do people pull out their phones and they're recording the show? And
you know,
like,
most of my fans are from Earth One because I came from television and newspapers and radio. So they're pretty well behaved. I have a younger group that's been starting to come in because I hired these kids to do my social media because I didn't do any of that.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm a genius. It was like 2013 on Mike and Molly, and they're like, you need to start social media. I was like having a coffee at Warner Brothers. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not doing any of that. And I was wrong. Let's just say that. I was wrong. So I the kids that have been running it have been doing a really good job, and so I've been getting pockets of younger people. And we always have a little talk before the show, like, look, just let's get through the show together. Let's just be here connected together. Let's have a moment. Let's have a communal moment. And usually most of them are pretty good about it. There's always one, you know, hammerhead, but what are you going to do?
Right.
It's anywhere you go.
Yeah, I think that everyone's kind of craving experiences again and getting out.
I think it's important, man. That's why I always say to my son, man, he wants to be a filmmaker, and I'm so proud of him. He wants to be an indie film. He's not an AI guy, which I love. And I said, man, the movies is something your generation missed. That was a communal thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, we all went into this room together, the lights went
on. It was
down.
Our date night. It
right.
was our friend going out, going to a matinee with friends.
Right.
It was what we did because there was literally nothing else to do if you grew
but,
up where
but
you grew
we
up.
Shared
night.
We shared a laugh in the darkness, or we were scared
yes.
together, or it yep. sucked, and we all thought it sucked. But the point is, there was this community feeling and still the feeling of reflection. I think the phone has tricked us into thinking we're all connected, but it's made us more isolated.
Absolutely.
Than ever.
When I 100%. Started radio over 30 years ago, there was like it was the water cooler. It was
right.
like the program director. Like,
right.
what are they talking about the water cooler? They're talking about, right. oh, is it Mike and Molly? It's like the episodes of that or you know whatever's going on.
Yeah, the Sopranos.
Or a movie.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Well, this is why I always say that the internet was really bad for us, but it was way worse than TV. Because if you're watching TV and the movies, and you see a guy playing a psycho, you turn it off and you go, that guy's a great actor. You see that on the internet, you're like, that guy's out there. Yeah. He's roaming free. He's out in the public. You know what
he's
I mean?
He's not pretending to be
a
somebody
scarier,
else.
Yeah, and he's got followers. More than me.
Yeah.
Exactly. How did that happen?
That
How does
is
he have
so
a bigger
true.
Site than me?
That is so true.
Wow. Billy Gardell is here. He's going to be in Thousand Oaks. Go out and have a real experience.
Yeah, we got about 50, 60 tickets left.
Where can they get the
Frank
tickets?
Frank and Heidi's come in here and fill that out. You can go to BillyGardell.com. There's a link.
Okay.
Or you can go to the Sure website. Go to one of those, though, because they'll take you to the $59 ticket. I ain't worth
it. It sure
spelled
some weird way with like a C and an H and a U and an E.
S-C-H-E-R-R.
Oh, okay.
That's but right. Go to those sites because that's $59. I'm not worth more than $59.
The
those third party showers like $800. I don't want to see me for $800. That's ridiculous.
Do you know? I remember like last time I went to like a comedy show. If there is like a t-shirts, like you go to concerts, is like,
yeah,
is the Billy Gardell less is more t-shirt?
No, no, I'm too old Coffee and lazy. I'm just in the back. Like, what time is it? How late's this show going to go? When am I getting home? I'm just looking to hear da-na-na, da-na-na at the end of the night. That's all I'm... No,
oh, yeah, Johnny wore his Steelers ugly sweater
Thank
just
you.
For yes. you.
You're a brave man. Yes. We stink. We stink.
Yeah, and we're going that, through something right
that's
now.
That's the
right?
thing about a Pittsburgh fan. If you ask, if you try to tease us about our team when we're not doing good, you'll be sorry you did because we'll just go right at it.
Yeah. I tell you take the problem away.
Yeah. It's the secondary is the problem. That's what's going on. They're getting smoked. Yeah, no.
Yeah. You own it. You like 8 Mile them. It's like, no, I'll rip on Steelers.
Yeah, we're in disarray right now.
Got to fire that Tomlin.
Really?
I've defended him up until last year, but yeah. I think they've just, you know, eventually they don't buy into the message anymore, and that's kind of what it feels like now. So,
but he's so energetic on the sidelines.
Dude, he's just standing,
wouldn't you miss that?
He's standing, he always looks like he lost his car keys, and he's trying to remember where. Like lately, it's just like, Mike, you here? You here, buddy? So, I still love them, though, man. Yeah. They torture me, you know. That loss last week was one of those ones that you just want to break the remote. You just want to break the remote. Uh-huh. Like, so,
I'll watch
this week, though.
Do you get
coming back this week.
Get angry, or do you just shut down quiet watching?
I kind of resolve myself when I don't think we're going anywhere, but last week got me. I got emotional last week by the third quarter. What are we doing? My wife's like, okay, I'll see you later.
I'm going shopping.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bye.
Yeah, my daughter came up to me afterwards, and I'm like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Get away.
Well, me and my buddy Joe, when we were younger, we were out of our mind. Like, we would throw people out of the house if we lost. Like, everybody go home. Day's over.
There's bad luck charms.
Get out.
It didn't matter. Now Johnny's, how do you feel about being a fan of two teams at the same time?
What do you mean?
He's also a Bills fan. I know they're playing this weekend.
They're also playing.
A Bills
fan. That's your second team?
I grew up in Rochester, New York.
Ties there.
Yeah,
I understand
so.
That. Still got to root for the Steelers.
Thurman Thomas was
still got to root for the Steelers.
Of course.
My buddy said something funny, man. There must be like, they must have built that stadium on like some kind of ancient precious burial ground because the luck that follows Buffalo, my buddy Joe said, that must be built on some poltergeist. They just can't get it done, man. They've crossed some spiritual line with somebody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And they're paying for it now. So. Get off your phone. We're talking. Hey.
I do our social media.
Be in your moment.
She's one of our youngsters who does our social media.
That's what I said. Get off that phone, young lady. We're talking.
Hey, I have a work phone and I have my regular phone. Oh, I have no social media on my regular phone.
Attagirl.
So at the end of the day, I put my work phone away. If something comes up and I need to use it, I very old school.
She's one of those old souls.
That sounds good. That sounds like a balance, at least.
Where are you going to spend Thanksgiving?
That's a home stand for me. That's always a home gan. Christmas is usually when we travel for relatives, but I love Thanksgiving because that's kind of the family you make. You know, you have a couple family members, but Thanksgiving is always surrounded by the folks that you became friends with that became family. And so that's my favorite holiday of the year. Plus, it's just about gratitude. I like people trying to act nice for a week. That's a good time.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm like Clark Griswold, dude. I go bananas. Like yesterday, I got the house lit up. Like, you could see it from the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I stand out in the driveway like, oh! And then we do a couple turkeys. We usually have about 20, 25 people.
Wow.
We put the tree up. I go full. This is the holiday kickoff. This is the kickoff for me.
You're like Johnny
season.
That way.
I love it. Yeah. I love every bit of it.
Is there a family recipe from, you know, generations back?
There's several. There's my
the
mom.
The Gardels.
My mom has to come out and make her sweet potatoes because no one can do that. I told her that's her admission fee. Every year to get in. She has to make that and her mac and cheese, and then my wife's got a couple little recipes that we've been doing for over 20 years, and then I'm always on the turkeys. I do two turkeys. I smoke them outside, and I've been married for 25 years. No one has ever got thank you. No one has ever gotten sick at my house ever. I'm 25-0, yet I could set my clock to this. As I'm bringing the turkeys in the house, my wife will just look at me and go, "Are those cooked?
Are you sure they're done enough?"
No, we're all getting salmonella. It took me years to not be offended and just go, "Yeah, they're cooked, hon. Yeah, they're
it's
cooked."
Just
but she has
because,
to ask. She has
know,
to ask, Heidi. She has to ask.
Billy, I know, and it's one of those things where it's like, because turkey's weird where you'll kind of pull it and it's kind of a little bit
you're
pink.
Not sure. There's a little pink. Like, well, I smoke it, too, so it has a pink smoke ring under that.
I know.
And I have
so
to tell her that every year. That's the smoker. Yeah. We're fine. No one's going to die.
It's been there for 4 hours. It's cooked. You're fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We actually had that happen once. We had a guy who does the deep fried turkeys, and he was
I like it. I've had it, but I'm scared to do it.
Yeah, don't
because I would be that guy on Instagram that caught fire like Evel Knievel. You know what I mean?
Stop
first time
roll,
I tried
dude.
It. Guy's doing it in his garage. It's like, oh, it's first mistake. But we had this guy show up, and he had like the trailer with a deep fryer on it. And he was going to cook us a turkey during the show,
right?
And I don't know if we just were late getting into it, but he's like, okay, I can do it. And done, and it was not done.
No,
we were like cutting into it in the middle. It was frozen ice crystal turkey, but we did eat the edges.
Oh. See, so Billy's wife would have a legitimate question.
Wait, no, wait, that is the most Gen X answer ever. Hey, dude, the wings all right. That's cool, dude. It's hot. It's hot. I bit into it. It's hot. Just like eat right till it gets kind of warm and then stop.
Yeah, that's Gen X.
So Gen X, right there. That's so Gen X.
Made it this long.
Are you? Do you carve it all then bring it out, or does the bird go on the table? Do they go on the table?
No. I bring it out about a half hour. Let it because it's easier to cut if you let it rest for about 20 minutes, and then I slice and dice and then bring a big platter out.
White, dark meat. What do you go for?
I like the white meat. My little wife eats the leg like she's Betty Rubble, which is hilarious to me. You know, she's
she
little.
She's that Renaissance.
She's little. You see her? Yeah, like she's walking around like me thinks we will have the. Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? It's as tall as
Where's
you.
Me.
What are you doing? But that's her thing, and but it always ends up nice. I love it. I miss eating like I used to.
Yeah,
like when the holidays like this roll around.
Yeah,
because you know I used to lay down like a boa constrictor next to that turkey to make sure I could get it all down, just sizing it up. So now I'm eating like a French woman. I take 3 bites and I put my head in the air and I cross my legs.
That's all I need, dude.
I eat like a little painter's palette. You know, they have a little dollop of painter. That's what my dish looks like.
There
used to be a mountain like Dreyfus and Gross Encounters.
Is there a dessert table? I mean, as far as like.
Yeah, we have a pie round. Our system is you get there, we have dinner. Then we have a little tradition that we've done because we put our tree up, like I said. This week it kicks off the season for us, and we leave the front of the tree open, and if you're in the house you have to hang an ornament on the tree and you get a picture, and we've had pictures over the years.
Oh, like I do love
it. Yeah, and then my
really
buddy
cool.
Joe sits in the corner and makes sure anybody who didn't hang an ornament, they don't get an invite back. You didn't play the reindeer games, you're gone. And then after that, the pies start, and then it's just everybody passes. It just looks like a Civil War reenactment.
If you
after
go
it's over. That's how you know people trust your
darts.
They're all sleeping. Everybody just goes to sleep. I love that.
That's a good sign. Yeah. Everybody's
falling
full.
All the yard. What is if you only have one pie on the pie table?
Well, my wife makes this thing, man, that we found a few years ago. It's like the top half of it is pumpkin, and the bottom half of it is like a cream cheese.
Oh my god!
Type fillet, and they're mixed together, and make her make this. The fat guy's still in me because here's what I do every year: I make her make two of them. So I can hide one. Yeah. Because when they all clear out on Saturday and all the relatives are gone and football's coming, I like to have that leftovers and that fresh pie sitting there.
Mm.
Do you? The Fat Hulk's still in there. He's in there. I got to fight him every day.
It's like, comfort food. Dude, I'll be
cutting a carrot and I'll hear pizza. Yeah. I'm like, shut up. We're not doing that right now.
You won't like me when I'm hungry.
Exactly. Don't make me hungry.
Don't make me hungry.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of shirt sizes, what shirt size are you wearing now?
I'm an XL now.
All right.
I went from 4X to X. Oh, dude, is that a KLOS?
Yeah. A KLOS Christmas sweatshirt.
Oh, dude, that's great. And it has the old,
old school
lights.
That
is the old school logo from every great rock station across the country. The bands, the colored bands around it. This is so cool. Thank you, man.
And then with the old style Christmas lights on there.
Those are the lights that could survive a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah.
Those big, giant.
They got hot. You'd lean up against the tree and be like,
those were the kind. Yeah, they would either scald you or you could scratch them and drop them. They wouldn't break, but the paint would chip. That's a tough light. That is a tough light. That's awesome. Yes. Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Billy Gardell is here. He's going to be in Thousand Oaks. This Friday, November 28th, with his Less Is More tour. And if you want to go to billygardell.com, that's where he has a link.
Yeah, you link the tickets there.
I think Johnny will link up to that, too, at HeidiandFrank.com. So if you want to just go there and all the information, Billy's site.
Come on out, Frank and Heidi's. Let's go.
I know Thousand Oaks is my area. I live up in Ventura now, I got to pass Thousand Oaks to get to Burbank every day.
If you're looking for something to do on Friday after you got family in town, you're like,
bring
I don't
them
know
to
what
the
else
show
to
show
say.
That is
perfect. And Billy's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, my stuff's easy, man. I talk about my kid. I talk about losing the weight. I talk about being married for 25 years. And getting to the sweet spot. And I talk about my pop. So come forget your problems for a little while. Yeah, my dad was my hero. He passed a little while back, and I finally got some stuff up about him that I'm very proud to write. And I try to bridge that gap between what he gave me and what I'm trying to give my son. So it's a good show.
That's
come
beautiful.
On out. Have a laugh.
I know. My father passed away in this past
blows
year.
A hole in you, man.
It really does.
When a boy loses his father, that's a big, big deal.
Yeah, it was something else.
And so I finally found a way to honor him on stage, which I really love.
That's great.
It's fun to talk about him like that.
Yeah, I'd love to come see you. Did you get that link for to BillyGardell.com so we can just do the link on Heidi and Frank?
Yeah, Heidi and Frank.
Is it up yet?
It's up.
Oh, it's up already. All right.
Thank you.
Then just go to HeidiandFrank.com. You said you about 60 tickets.
Power ballot. Yeah, we need 50, 60 high Frank and Heidi fans out there. So let's rally the troops.
I definitely like my in-laws are in town, so I think I'll bring them up.
Yeah,
it's Thousand Oaks. It's not that far away. Do you when you have your 25 guests over, I mean, I know the requirement is to hang an ornament on the tree in the foyer, but is it also the ring of gratitude where it's like, okay, we're going to go around this table before anybody gets
No.
No?
We're not doing that. No.
Let's get to eating.
He's
come
like,
on.
No, I grew up around Catholics and Presbyterians. We throw up a quick one before dinner and then stuff yourself and pass out.
It seems like, I mean, looking back at, you know, your successes and just, I think it says a lot about you because I always hear stories about Billy Gardell and how he has helped so many, like, comedians when they first started out, you know, from Bert Kreischer to Leanne Morgan.
You know, man, I'm not a jagoff.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I work hard at being kind, and I think when you pay that forward, especially in any business, it doesn't matter what business you're in. I'm sure there were people along the way for you guys in radio as you were climbing.
Not yet.
But they're filled with radio's filled with jagoffs.
But there had to be a couple good ones that inspired you, gave you some encouragement, and those are the people you remember, man. And
who was that for you, Billy? Like
there was a lot, man. There was a lot of comics like Ben Creed, who was my mentor, and you know, Kenny Rogerson, and a lot of the old school guys that were very cool with me, and I always thought there's so many dirtbags walking around that, you know, if you're that person that helps push someone forward or inspires them a little bit, man, that pays dividends because then you're not walking around arrogant or jealous because when you give, I believe you get it back twice. And then those people remember that and then they pay that forward.
Yeah.
And like you talked about Bert and Leanne. These are two of the nicest people that are in this business. They pay, and that's not because of me, but it's a ripple effect. I mean, look how many people Bird helps. Look how humble and kind Leanne is and how she takes care of her crew at her show. Like that, I tell young comics all the time, you want to be a rebel? You want to be a punk rocker now? Be kind. Because nobody's doing it.
Sadly, that's...
Go the other way. Mm-hmm. Go the other way. And I think it just pays dividends. You don't have to, and I'm sure there's four comics listening today as they're hungover and bitter and sitting there making posts going, you shut up, you skinny, you're too skinny. Whatever. If you're walking around angry all day, you just haven't made the right choices. Yeah. That's all. Wow. Yeah. That's all. You know,
so life, even when the Steelers lose, just choose happiness.
Well, there's a moment of rage, and then we still accept. Yeah. It's a process, and then we move forward.
It's a process.
And you pull out a pumpkin pie cheesecake that you say. Yeah.
That's it. That's how you medicate that.
While crying.
Just dive right into that. Well, yeah, congratulations on all your success.
And, I'm very lucky.
Yeah, looking back in your life, as far as like, was there an era that is like the best times of your life?
You know, man, I think probably the funnest time is when you're starting, because you're just trying to figure out how to make rent and tell jokes. And then when that happens, that's a big celebration. And then, you know, the struggle is the memories and the trying to, you know, doing this gig and that gig falls out and I don't know how I'm going to get there. There's something about that journey that's amazing. And then, like I said, I've had so many life-changing moments. Like, you know, Mike and Molly changed my life in a direction I never
still one of my favorites
go.
That comes
thank
of all
you.
Time.
I feel like it's... I did that one, and then I did Bob Hart Sabashola. I feel like Bob Hart Sabashola was a sweet and beautiful show. Yeah. I feel like Mike and Molly was a legit classic. And so I got to say,
whenever it's on, I watch it.
So I kind
of,
I've been grateful for the whole ride, man, to be honest with you. The whole thing. But I think in the beginning, when you don't, like, I got such a great time in the beginning because there was no cell phones. There was no, it was just you, a car, a tape deck, and then a Rand McNally road atlas where you were trying to get to your gig. And there was a freedom, like, there was about 8 years of freedom in there where I had no responsibility other than to figure out jokes. And I thought, what a great, because then you get older and then now it's a promotion thing and you get to this
a lot more responsibilities.
Or the son comes along and you're like, oh God, I'm a dad. I gotta figure this out.
And then I'm not responsible for me anymore. I'm responsible for him. Exactly. So, and I love all that, man. My greatest joy in life is being a father. That's my number one thing. But for my career, I think those early days, just trying to roam around, trying to be funny was.
Those are the days when you're doing it out of pure love.
You're
love
just
of
doing
the game.
It for love of the game. Exactly. And that's kind of what brought me back to going back out. Is that I thought I was done with stand-up because I'd taken a couple years off to get healthy at the end of Bob Hart Sabashola, and I'd stopped doing stand-up. I thought, well, maybe I'm done. And then I went down and saw a buddy of mine, Ian Bagg.
I
saw him down at the Irvine Improv with me and the wife went down, and he was having one of those nights where he could do no wrong, like just murder in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I got that weird twitch in my shoulder, man.
And your wife knew it. She's like,
I think I'm going back. She goes, really? And so I started beating around open mic nights. And at first I was like, oh, you've been on TV. You have to deliver a good show. I'm like, relax, dude. There's eight people here. It's on Tuesday. Just go suck like everybody else. And once I got over that, it became fun again. And I started having fun up there. And then this new hour kind of started to percolate. And I'm still working on it. But it's now ready to go out on tour. And so it's been really fun to get back on the boards. And
so you'll do a special?
I'm hoping at the end of this tour, I'd like to pitch a special and see if they need an old guy who's done a couple things.
Oh, absolutely.
And then 100%.
When you get it, come back in and hang out with us again.
Thank you guys all. By the way, over the years, you guys are always so welcoming, always so supportive to me. Thank you so much.
We love you.
And I hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
You as well. We do have to...
stay out of the garage with that deep fryer.
Stay out of the garage. We got to call it a day, though, Heidi. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving out there. We're going to see
you
on Monday. We're back here. I'm going to have some Disneyland tickets for you at 7:40. And then at 8:40, I got some Guns N' Roses tickets for you. So it'll be another
reason. Know where you're at, baby!
Wow.
There's
a talent we didn't know you had.
Wow.
I can't wait till next time. I'll have to dive into that a little further. All right. Right now, we have to apologize to everyone we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
Wild turkeys, the green giant, Mormons, and Cumin.
Bald eagles, Vons, Simone Biles, and the Diamond Cabaret.
Engorged seals, Hulk Hogan, Gabrielle Carteris, and the Mountain.
UPS drivers, plumbers, King Tut, and organists.
Macaulay, Culkin, Culkin. Demon Hunters, Air Supply, and Kappa Alpha. God.
People in their dirty 30s, Mississippi Rodeos, Steelers fans, and Billy Gardell. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
like you do, making love out of nothing at all.
In 1994, the Eagles start a two-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Hell Freezes Over. That title in reference to a quote from Don Henley in 1980 as to when he thought the band might be.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.